O'Connor Chiropractic Family Wellness Centre on Stray FM's Family Show.
I have taken another visit to O'Connor Chiropractic, which is just on Colbath Road in Harrogate. I'm here with Jason O'Connor. Hello, Jason.
Hi.
Now, we're going to bust some myths today. We're going to find out a little bit more about what chiropractors do and what it can do for your body. Are there often sort of misconceptions about what it is that you do?
Yeah, I mean, all the time. And I think the main thing is people think chiropractic, achy back, achy neck, they crack your back, crack your bones, and that kind of relieves the pain. That's not really true. And chiropractic does help people with neck pain, back pain, but that's not really how it works. So it'd be great just to explain the science behind chiropractic, you know, how it works. You know, the vast majority of the population have no idea how it works. So if we go through the science of it, a common question I ask patients, you know, what is the most important organ in your body? Like, what would you go for?
I would have said either my heart or my brain, probably.
That's very intelligent, because most people just say the heart, and that's what they teach you at school. But actually, yeah, you're right, it's the brain. We know it's the brain because it's the only organ encased in bone. Plus, none of those other organs do anything without the brain telling it what to do. So, you know, if I said, how does the brain get the messages to those organs, what would you say?
Nerves,
yeah.
Is that
so
right?
So the nerves go down your spinal cord, out through those nerve roots. So the bones of the spine, they're like armour, so they allow you to bend and twist and move, but their main role is to protect that spinal cord. So the nerve roots come out and they supply all the different organs, you know, your heart, your lungs, your liver, your kidneys, your stomach, and they're all constantly being regulated and controlled. And we can take it for granted. When we sleep at night, heart's going, lungs going, digesting food, you're making all the white blood cells, red blood cells, and we're not conscious about that because they're the autonomic nerves. So only about one in 10 nerves deal with pain. So people think, oh, I feel okay, so my spine, my nervous system, my back's fine. Or often that's not the case. So like a lot of different conditions like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, often these problems are built up very slowly, very gradually. And it's only when you're in crisis that you get symptoms. And it's much the same with people's spines, with their nervous system.
That number that you said, so 1 in 10 nerves deal with pain, that really surprised me. I thought nerves were all about, you know, sensation and senses and pain.
Yeah, a lot of people have that misconception. But like I say, the autonomic nerves haven't the perception of pain. So they're the ones that run your organs, your glands, your blood vessels. So you don't go, oh, my pancreas hurts today, my spleen, my liver. You know, you can't feel your organs, but they're constantly being controlled and supplied by nerves. So all those nerves in the middle of your spine, they supply all your organs. So if you have pressure on those nerves, it could be, yeah, you're not digesting food as well, so you could get, you know, heartburn, indigestion, reflux. It could affect your adrenal glands, so it could affect your energy levels. It could affect your immune function, because again, every single system, whether it's the cardiovascular system, the digestive system, the immune system, the muscular system, they all run through your nerves. And that's where chiropractors work. They work specifically at looking at how effectively your nervous system is controlling and regulating your body.
So it's kind of like a really complicated roadmap in your body that you understand very well, like a really good taxi driver in a city centre.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we trained specifically for 5 years on the spine and the nervous system. We're doctors of the spine and the nervous system, so that's what we focus on. You know, we don't give drugs, we don't give surgery, but we, you know, we focus on how well that's working. And by doing soft, gentle manipulations of the spine, we can alleviate areas of pressure and stress. So a bit like if you've got a kink in the hose pipe, which is affecting flow, we'll find out where those kinks are. We'll make specific adjustments, which will increase the nerve flow. So again, whatever's at the end of that nerve will now function better, will be healthier. So as chiropractors, we don't treat anything. You know, what we do is we look to where the stresses are of the nervous system, try and relieve that, remove that, so then the body heals and repairs itself as it's designed to do.
Why do you think chiropractic, you know, treatment is not more popular? Because from everything you've said about the nerve system, you know, it's controlling everything. Why do you think people don't understand what it is and make more of it?
But I think it's, you know, it's like a lot of things. It's a misconception, miscommunication, ignorance. And the philosophy of the medical profession is more mechanistic, more deductive, and, you know, very intelligent, very caring people. But they'll look more down the line of, as I say, changing, you know, they'll take your blood, trying to change the blood physiology and try and affect the organ or the organ function or hormonal function by putting different chemicals in the body. Whereas we look at why are they working incorrectly in the first place and what can we do that's non-invasive, that's not kind of crisis care, and also prevent those problems. Now, no, don't get me wrong, I'm not anti-drug. I mean, if I get hit by a car, you know, get me to the hospital, put drugs into me, you know, save my life. But I think a lot of the time, people want a quick fix. They've got a symptom which they perceive as the problem, and they just want to get rid of it. And so what we try and do is educate people. You know, the true word of doctor is teacher. So we try and teach people, well, why is their body out of balance, and then try and get their body back on track so it's in a state of balance or homeostasis. So, you know, the body can again, let's say, heal and repair itself.
So what would your advice, Jason, be to somebody who might have, say, a problem or an issue that they think you might be able to help them with? What would their next step be?
I think certainly chiropractors should be one of your first ports of call, because, as I say, we're, you know, doctors of cause. So rather than thinking, oh, I've got this symptom, I've got this pain, I need to get rid of it, it's actually, well, why is that there in the first place? What's caused that? What's out of balance? And how can I get my body back in balance? And as a chiropractor, we address those primary concerns.
So for anyone who wants to get in touch, I presume your website is probably the first port of call?
Yeah, if you go onto a Connor Chiropractic website, which covers both the Harrogate and Ilkley area, email us on there, you can message us on our Facebook pages, and we're always happy to speak to people, go through their issues and tell them whether chiropractic is suitable or not for their problems.
O'Connor Chiropractic Family Wellness Centre on Stray FM's Family Show.